Golly, been a rough week today.
Bless her, Lord.
And you know, and I just pray that, you know, that Carolyn's doing better, and seem like, you know, there's always something, you know, that's going on with people's life.
That's right.
And I want to praise God that Phyllis got good news to the doctor.
That was a blessing to hear too.
So we just have to continue, you know, to pray for each other.
Hey, ma'am.
That's the best
right.
that we can do.
That's
that,
right.
That God's going to see us through
oh,
stuff,
yeah.
you know, each and every day.
Amen, Sister Sharon. Amen.
This one's an old song. It's Lord, I Need You.
Yeah. Enough. We don't dwell on what he done for us enough.
Don't pray enough.
And it's true.
Right.
We need to be stirred every now and then. I don't want to be stale.
That's right.
Need a good stirring every now and then. Hallelujah. Me and Sister Bonnie was talking about that back there after the Sunday school lesson. And the subject we was talking about, I conveyed to her about Christ hadn't went to present himself to God on our behalf, and that's Hebrews 9:24. He didn't go into the places made with hands, but into heaven itself he went in and presented his blood for our sins and was accepted. But I'm glad he did go up there and put that blood.
Right.
Our high priest
That's right.
put that blood in heaven itself on behalf of our sins. And boy, I've been stirred a lot just listening to singing this morning. One of the songs that Brother Jerry picked out, what a friend we have in Jesus, last night at prayer meeting. One of the guys there last night said, what if God gets tired of us praying and making petitions and bringing our list before Him? And my pastor was quick to answer him and said, God gets honored in the fact that we bring our petitions to Him. We honor Him when we pray.
That's right.
I have to admit, I haven't prayed about my knee. I just kind of took it on the chin. But I have been praying for Sister Caroline. God, I hope she's praying for me. I know Brother Ed praying for both of us. That's one thing we can't do enough. The Bible says pray without ceasing. And we do need to pray. And I know a lot of y'all pray for me. I appreciate that. Matter of fact, my knee's probably feeling the best right now. It's felt all week. And Caroline was talking about her arm was close to coming out of joint again. I hope she don't get excited and throw both hands up in the air. If she does, I'm praying God will heal her. Man, oh man. But I have to admit, boy, it's been good. I've been real good. This week, as the storms beat down upon our house, I think it was Friday night.
Yes.
I actually thought I could hear a tornado outside. I don't know that it could. The rain was beating down on the house so hard. But I know one thing. I run in there in our bedroom, fell down on the bedside there. Even with a knee brace on, I fell down quick. And I claimed the promise of Psalms 91 about abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm glad there's a place we can run to.
That's right.
And Psalms 91 verse 1 says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I was concerned about my family. I was concerned about our home. And while I was down there, I named all of y'all. I said, Lord, all my family, all my Christian brothers and sisters, we're praying to be spared. Because
right.
It sounded pretty rough. And the next morning when I drove into town, I saw trees that had been uprooted, pulled up out of the ground. And I'm so glad that God does make a difference, even in the storm. He makes a difference. Our scripture this morning for our message is going to be 1 Kings chapter 13. If you want to turn there, 1 Kings chapter 13. I struggled last Sunday reading, and I'm going to read quite a bit of scripture again this morning. I guess I'm just asking for it again.
Amen.
But anyway. I had a Brother Ed, he said he's praying for me, and I appreciate that. But we want to read quite a bit of scripture here in 1 Kings chapter 13. I'm going to read the first 24 verses. I'll probably comment on a few more. We'll get a little bit of Bible reading this morning. But it says there, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Joash by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and ashes thereupon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass when the king Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ash flesh is poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thy house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he went, that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet at Bethel. This is where you really need to pay attention. And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. He said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou that man of God, or art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? He said, I am. Then said he unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For so it was said to me by the word of the Lord. Pay real attention to these next verses. Thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by that thou camest, or by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee unto the house, that he may eat bread and drink water. Notice these five words here. But he lied unto him. That's our text right there. I'm going to read on down a little more. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and has not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and has eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say unto thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after that he had eaten bread, after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, and the lion also stood by the carcass. We'll stop our reading right there. And I'm preaching today a message, have you been lied to? Pray with me. Father, we thank you for the inspired, infallible Word of God. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, that you not only settled it in the heavens, but, Lord, you commanded it to 1,000 generations. You said your word would prosper in the thing it was sent to do. It would not return unto you void. We call heaven to record today that we're going to be preaching from the Word of God today. We ask for your help. We ask, Lord, for discernment, for wisdom. Lord, for the help of our Holy Spirit. Give us ears to hear. Give us a heart to believe. Give us understanding, Lord, concerning the days we're living in, that we might be able to redeem the times we're living in. To understand, Lord, how things are falling. Truth is falling in the streets. And, Lord, it seems like, Lord, they talk out of both corners of their mouth. Nobody seeks truth today. We pray, God, today you'll make your truth known to us. We'll give you praise and glory. Ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I titled this message today, Have You Been Lied To? And I know we can all say, yes, I have. I've told a few myself. But some people have done more than lie to you. A good example of that is Matthew chapter 28, verse 11 through 15. When the Pharisees gave large sums of money to the soldiers, amen, and said, go and say that his disciples came by night and stole him away. And if this comes to the governor's ears, they said, we will secure you. They gave them money, right, to lie. Yeah. And the Bible said the soldiers did so. Let me tell you, there's a lot of lying going on today.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of that kind of lying going on today, even in America. And I guess today politics must be the poison that's killing our country. You better check out what people are telling you today. You better sort it out. A good example of our day and time, one of the accusers of the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, was paid $1 million a month to lie and say that he had a, you know, that he'd made a, we got a young boy here, that he had made an effort to,
right,
to abuse her.
Amen.
You see, one lie brought one third of the angels of heaven,
amen,
down to this earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've been judged because of that.
Yeah, right.
The first lie wasn't told in the Garden of Eden, even though one was told there. And by that one lie, Romans 5 says sin entered into the world and death by sin.
Yep.
But that first lie started in heaven. Our Sunday school lesson this morning was about seeing and believing.
Yeah. Right.
Thomas said he believed. He said, my Lord, my God, and Jesus said, because you've seen, you believe. I just want you to know, I haven't been to heaven yet.
That's right.
But how in the world can a devil overthrow one third of the angels of heaven by lying to them,
right,
and saying he's going to be above the Most High? One thing Jesus said, I really like it. He said, I beheld Satan like lightning. I can just see that devil. You talking about an elevator. Can you imagine taking that thought?
Yeah.
I can see the dust rising up, and I can see him looking this way and that way as he rumbled him out of his shoes if he had any hole. Wondering if that was going to be the end of it or not. Now the devil's mighty, Rita, but he's not almighty.
Right.
And Jesus said that the devil was a liar and he was the father of it.
Yeah.
And he not only said it, he said it in the form of a rebuke, and he told a bunch of devils of their father, the devil. And, you know, we come out of the womb speaking lies, the Bible says, and a baby, I mean, all of our babies, they cried, wouldn't be nothing wrong when you go in there and all they wanted was company. They just laughed, wouldn't it? You'd think they was dying. Past week, we put up a gate to keep them. We only had one dog. Don't ask me how we got two, because I don't want to talk about it. But anyway, we got two now. We put a gate up to keep one of them from making it to the back of the house because it's so destructive. But anyway, when I put this gate up, The littlest dog was somehow able to get its head through down at the bottom, and then it raised its head up and it couldn't pull it back, and I thought the thing was dying. I mean, it's screaming bloody murder, and I about killed myself trying to get to it, and that's all it was, got its head hung in this gate. And that's the only time it's ever had its head anywhere close to the gate since then. It scared them both to death. But, you know, it wasn't really lying. It just wasn't dying. But I thought that dog is surely dead before I get to it. I made a world record, I guess, from the bathroom to the living room there in front of the house. But have you been lied to? Can you imagine getting paid $1 million a month to lie? Well, with the thought in mind, the text says, but he lied unto him. This prophet intentionally lied to him. I don't know why. I mean, he's supposed to be a prophet himself. And the Bible's quick to tell us that he lied to him. And because of that lie, he went back and he died. That lie didn't change the Word of God. It didn't change the commandment of God. It cost him his life. And a lie can cost you your life.
Yeah, right.
It was like the fake news of our day.
That's right.
Everybody ain't telling the truth. Mm-mm. You know, the devil hates his Bible.
Right.
If he could somehow get rid of this Bible, Bonnie, we wouldn't have the advantage. But I've got the advantage over the adversary.
That's
right. I really do.
Right. Yeah.
Not only have I got Jesus within, the Holy Spirit within, but I've got the Word of God that I can look in there. You know, I may not be as learned as some, but I know enough Bible to tell whether a man's preaching to me heresy or truth.
That's right.
And you should too. And I certainly don't say that boastfully, but Jesus said many times, he said, take heed that no man deceive thee. He said, many false prophets will arise in the last days and deceive many. And boy, have we arrived. I mean, I've never seen nothing like it, amen. Taking my time here because there's a lot in this message, and I certainly don't want to mess it up.
Bless him, God.
This man intentionally lied to this prophet. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't really understand that. Maybe you got a better understanding of it than I do, but I don't really understand it. But anyway, it cost this prophet his life. Now, some live a lie today.
That's right.
And promote lies today. Yeah. Romans 1:25 said they changed the truth of God into a lie. I wouldn't want to live a lie.
No, right.
I'm kind of glad I know what gender I am. I'm kind of glad I know which bathroom to go to.
That's right.
I'm kind of glad, I mean, even though I filled out a job application one day, and the very first question on that application was, which best describes you? Like I said, I got a young boy here, and I'm going to try to be discreet. Male, female, or other. I should have put other, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, I was sitting there thinking, okay, I put male right in that blank. The next question on this job application, Brother Jerry, was, are you married, or do you have a significant other? My wife is significant. She's kind of helped me this week like Jerry's helped Carolyn. Right. And I'll tell you right now, I needed the help. Man, I'm kind of like Carolyn. I've been down just a little bit. Knee hurt a little bit. Her shoulder hurt a little bit. Brother Jerry fixed her hair, done a good job too.
Amen.
My wife, she done the best she could. Anyway.
Amen.
Anyway, I don't understand why those questions were in that job application. What's it got to do with... I mean, like, have you got any skills in this area? Have you had any prior experience doing this? It was at Eaton's Axle. I don't care to tell you where it was at. I'm just sitting there thinking, why does this have to be in here?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They just put up a brand new billboard right there in front of Hardee's, right there between Hardee's and Bluegrass Cellular. Mm-hmm. When you drive through there, if you'll notice, that's all it is, rainbow one and the other.
That's right.
I drive in, I'm sitting there thinking, come on! And this Agenda 21 is what it actually is. But this Agenda 21, it's lying to our children.
That's right.
I told y'all I got all mad about the rainbow colored steps going into elementary school. But I tell you what, the product, the crop's coming up, and they've been indoctrinated with lies. They've been told something that's not true.
That's right.
You're right.
You know what's bad, Brother Mitchell? They don't want to live. The suicide rate is astronomical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want to live a lie. I'm glad it's impossible for God to lie. I'm glad. That's one of the things, boy, I like about God. Titus 1:2 says, "In whom God that cannot lie promised." I like that.
Amen.
I remember one time, Rita, my daughter got in trouble. And all I asked her to do was tell me the truth. And I was dumb enough to believe her. She told me several days later that she lied to me. I wish she hadn't even told me she lied to him because I believed her.
Right.
And I'm trying to defend her. She had done wrong. She said, "Dad, I didn't do that." It hurts to find out you've been lied to.
That's right.
I understand she has feared the consequences and all of that. But don't be so gullible to believe what somebody tells you.
That's right.
Get your Bible out and find out just how truthful it is. Amen.
Yes.
If a devil could get rid of the Bible, he would have the advantage. But I'm glad, praise God, I've got the Word of God. I've got the God that said, if you have any need of wisdom, ask Him, and He'll give you wisdom and understanding.
Yeah.
I'm glad, praise God, He'll teach you what thus saith the Word of God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Some people are living a lie. And one reason they do that is they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Well, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I'm really not happy with the new video that Taylor Swift come out with. You need to calm down. I'm not happy about it at all. Matter of fact, it's been quite a controversy. She wanted to honor June being Gay Pride Month. And she wanted to somehow honor them, or she said she did, during this month, but I wish she hadn't made that video.
Right.
Now, I don't really have an axe to grind. I try to live peacefully at all. The Bible says as much as any live peacefully at all. Man, I try to. And I'll tell you right now, she's been better off. She's toast. Her career, as far as I'm concerned, it just went to the bottom.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have never made that video. There's a lot of things I messed up at. I did. I made a lot of mistakes. But a mistake like she made, I want you to know there's consequences to that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. She shouldn't have done that. But when you love the praise of men more than you love the praise of God, here's what you'll do. You'll start living a lie. You'll start promoting lies. You'll live in denial. You won't take any thought to the consequences of what it's going to cost you to live a lie. Amen.
Amen.
God's all about truth.
Yes, He is.
Jesus said, John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." God hates a lying tongue. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17 says. But listen, this man intentionally lied to him.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't change the Word of God. Same thing God told him. He disobeyed. God sent a lion. Lion killed him. He didn't go to the sepulchre of his fathers. Now, some people will intentionally lie to you. I don't really understand why. I grew up with a guy, and he was what I'd call a habitual liar. He couldn't, if he's choking, I don't believe he could spit the truth out. We really didn't give much reverence to him. I mean, just everything he said, we said,
right. Amen.
He was worse ever. I mean, his lie, he lied about what he just said. I mean, he just lied all coming and going. But anyway, this message ain't about him. But a lot of people will intentionally lie to you.
That's right. Amen.
Y'all ain't going to believe this, but Lord just brought to my mind. A girl, I should be on the internet much as I am, I'm sure, Rita. But a girl killed her best friend. Videotaped for $9 million.
Oh, Lord.
A guy lied to her on the internet. He said, I'll give $9 million to anyone that'll do this to someone. I really don't want to elaborate because I got a young boy here. And they did. They shot her in the back of the head.
That's awesome.
He didn't have no money.
Oh, Lord.
He intentionally lied to her. They all three got caught. And right. Good that they did.
Yes.
They shouldn't have done that.
That's right.
That's right.
But that shows you what can happen when somebody intentionally lies to you.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Now, some people will lie to you. And they don't mean to lie to you.
That's right.
My granddaughter told me, Pop, Monday this week, can we go down to the bowling and get me a little hamster? They're only $10. She didn't intentionally lie to me when we come back with a $75 hamster. But I'll tell you what, the consequences, that's why I'm limping today. Not because of the money factor, but because of the hamster itself.
Right.
Now, fellas,
Amen. The
one that she wanted actually was $10, but they didn't have no more of the little miniature hamsters. All they had was the medium hamster. I said, honey, we'll come back. We went to two different pet stores down there.
Right.
I'll go ahead and get that medium hamster. It's $15. I thought, no big deal. We'll give that $15. We'll get that medium hamster. Well, then we had to get bedding. We had to get food. We had to get this little cage that it exercises in. I might need one of them myself. And then you had to have this clear plastic ball that you put it in and you watch it roll across the floor. I'm not stupid, Brother Jerry, but I'm pretty sure that's the only reason she wanted the hamster ball. Just to watch it go across the floor. And that clear ball. It broke that ball in no time. But anyway, it ended up costing me $75. And on the way back home, somehow this Houdini hamster got out of the box as it was even sealed up. Looked like Dougie fried chicken, you know, you push in flaps in, had a hand at the top. It got out. I had to pull my wife's band over, and it ain't never been where you can find the floor in it. I throw stuff out for 30 minutes, and finally got to the rear seat of this van, and his hamster's buried back as far as you can go behind that seat. And I get it back in the box and hand it to her, put all this junk back in the van, and when I got in the van, I'm pretty sure I didn't have an excellent spirit. And I'm pretty sure I might have been a little bit in the flesh, but when I got in the van is when I twisted this knee.
Right.
I'm sure I didn't pass the test, Brother Ian.
Yeah.
I got just a little bit carnal there. But I didn't really think it was as bad as it was. I'm still limping on it. She didn't intentionally lie to me is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
She was earnest. I seen the price tag. They was $10, but they didn't have none. See what I mean?
Right.
And the largest one was on up there, and I'm glad she didn't like the color of it. We went with that medium one. And I'll tell you what, buddy. But some people will lie to you, not intentionally,
Amen. But
they'll lie to you because they don't know no better. They're spiritually discerned. They don't know the truth. Jesus told us to beware of false prophets in Matthew 7:15. He said, take heed that no man deceive you in Matthew 24:4. He said, many false prophets would arise and deceive many, Matthew 24:11. And because of that, the next verse said, because of that, listen to this. Here's what happens when false prophets deceive many. Listen to this. Because of that, sin would abound and the love of many would wax cold. Now, I know that wasn't intentional, But by being lied to, even unintentionally, it has an effect.
That's right. It has consequences.
Have you ever heard them changing the names of things? I mean, you know, it's not homosexual no more. It's just gay.
Right.
It's an alternative lifestyle.
Right.
They come across, man, you know, tolerance, diversity. I remember when I worked at Boundless, I remember some of these words just kind of coming across. I thought, boy, it's going to sound good. And they're talking about how we're going to have to make adjustments, you know, for the workplace, you know, to somehow accept some of this abnormal stuff. And I thought, and it's still going on today. It's worse where I work at today than I've ever seen it in my life. I never seen anything so promoted. And the Lord said that it would be promoted.
Yeah. Right.
He said because of it, sin will abound and the love of many will wax cold. What does that mean? That means they just give up.
Right.
They don't go to church. They don't read the Bible. Matter of fact, I'm sure every pastor, my pastor said this several times. He said, it seemed like every morning, every Monday morning, I'm ready to quit. And by the time a Sunday comes, amen, God's got me back ready to go to the pulpit. But the love of many waxes cold. And like I said, through ignorance they promote lies. And for doctrine they teach the commandments of men, Jesus said in Matthew 15 verse 9. And for that reason, he says, in vain do they worship me.
Right.
What that means is they just don't know nobody.
That's right.
There ain't nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the cloud with no rain. Carried about. I know we've seen a lot of clouds this week that had rain in them.
Yeah, right.
But I'll tell you what, when you're teaching the commandments of men and when you're seeking the praise of men instead of the praise of God and you're substituting, you know, I didn't really go in detail about this text, but Jeroboam, he had put two golden calves up for Israel. He said, Israel, these be thy gods there in Bethel. And he said, there ain't no need for you going to Jerusalem. You can just worship God here. And it was a sin. And God didn't like it. That's why he sent that prophet to cry against that altar.
Mm, that's right.
You see, a lot of things go on today that should be. They ought not be so, but they go on. And a lot of lies are being promoted today. Boy, I tell you what, I'm going somewhere with this message. You bear with me just a minute here. But they don't, you know, David, he done a right thing the wrong way, and God killed Uzziah in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse number 7. God had, you know, God's a God of order, and he set the order of everything.
Yeah.
And in the order that God had set, he said none ought to bear the ark but the Levites only. And David done like the Philistines did in 1 Samuel chapter 6. He put the ark on a new cart, and it looked good.
Mm.
And they played the instruments, and it probably sounded good. But I want you to know when that ark, when that cart stumbled, and the ark, Uzziah thought it might fall, when he reached over, laid his hand on that ark, God killed him.
Killed him. Yes, he did.
Right.
Behold the severity of God.
That's right.
We better be careful when it comes to playing church.
That's right. That's right.
I'm pretty serious. I got to give an account one day.
Right.
The very message I preach, you better believe I pray over.
Amen. That's right.
You won't see none of my messages on the internet except where I put them on there. I didn't go get mine off the internet. I get down on my knees and I say, Lord, I don't know what your people need.
That's
I don't even know what I need. I just know you said you promised to supply my need at your riches and glory.
Right.
Yeah, mine ain't really got no point to them, to be honest with you. They're kind of smorgasbord messages. But I'll tell you right now, boy, we better be careful the day and hour we're living in.
Yes.
This age we're living in, this Laodicean people's rights age we're living in, where everything's right and nothing's wrong no more. I want you to know, brother, this thing's headed to judgment and it ain't going to be long till God says enough.
That's right.
We're right there at the brink.
Yes, we are.
You know, a lot down there in Sodom, bad choice.
Yeah.
But down there in Sodom, he kind of lost his testimony, Phyllis.
Right.
And when the word come to him, if you got any in here, go get them out. We're going to destroy this place.
Yeah.
He went to his son-in-law.
Yeah. Right.
He said, out of this place, God's going to destroy it. And they kind of laughed at him.
Mm-hmm.
They said he seemed as one that mocked to him. They just said, he's crazy. Let me tell you something. When Noah built that ark, right, it wasn't raining.
No.
It had never rained.
Never rained.
Can you imagine all the people that come, hey, Noah, tell us again what you're doing. I want you to know they quit raining. I mean, they quit laughing when the rain started coming down.
Right.
They didn't know what rain was. God had never rained. And yet he said, I'm going to send a flood. That flood come, took them all away.
Right. Amen.
David not only done the right thing the wrong way, but he admitted he made a mistake in 1 Chronicles 15, verse 12 through 15. And he admitted he'd done it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened when he done it the right way? God honored it. God blessed them. What can you... Here's probably the best part of this whole message. What can you do about this lying problem? Well, I'll tell you, first of all, you can read the Bible yourself.
Right.
Jesus said, if you be my disciples, continue my word, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
That's right.
John 8, verse 31 and 32. You see, we need to study to show ourselves approved unto God.
Yes,
we need to rightly divide that word. But we need to not let it depart from our eyes, keep it in the midst of our heart. I'm telling you, the day and hour we're living in, you better know a little bit of Bible. You better know enough Bible to give a man an answer to ask you a question. I hope it's in you. You might go home today, come up on a bad wreck, and there might be a little girl in there, a little boy in there that's not saved, and they might still be alive, and they might say, can you please tell me how to be saved? I don't want to die lost. You need to be able to give them an answer.
That's right, man.
You'll at least be able to do that. You can read your Bible yourself. I know we're lazy. And I say that with charity. I'm lazier than anybody. I hate reading. I do. My wife will tell you I don't read nothing. I don't read the instructions. I don't do nothing. But I did read the Bible through 17 times. I couldn't put it down. I had a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God. But you can read your Bible through yourself. Then you can confirm or affirm whether things that are preached or taught are so or not. It's what Acts chapter 17, verse 11 says about those Bereans. Said they received the Word of God with all readiness of mind. And they searched the Scriptures whether those things were so.
That's right.
If it ain't so, spit it out.
That's right.
You can find a good Bible teaching, Bible preaching, fundamental, and I would recommend Baptist Church. And you can worship God in spirit and in truth, like He said in John chapter 4, verse 24. Or you can make a terrible mistake and believe a lie and miss heaven.
That's right. Amen.
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23, the Lord, He wasn't kidding here. He said, many will say unto me in that day, have we not cast out devils in your name, and in your name done many mighty things? And Jesus told them, He said, apart from me, I never knew you. You know, the foundation stand assured. The Lord knoweth them that are His. There's no missing. He knows His sheep. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, He called Mary Magdalene by her name. She knew who He was when He called her by that name. But the Lord, He said here, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. You know, they're kind of questioning what they're saying. Have we not prophesied in Thy name? And in Thy name cast out devils, and in Thy name done many wonderful works, then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. He didn't say, I used to know you. He said, I never knew you.
That's right.
You see that deception, that case of mistaken identity. They thought they were Christians. They thought they was going to heaven. He says, depart from me. You got to be careful when it comes to what you believe. You need to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Right.
You need to examine yourself. You need to prove yourself whether you be of God or not.
Amen.
Whether Christ dwells in you or not. I'm going to tell you, the product of this mistake is starting to show up in this generation. They groomed. They groomed this generation that's coming up. That's why they want to make the voting age of 16. See, they're trying to get elected. And they're using everything they can, so they groomed this generation. And I'll tell you right now, they've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, they have.
Are you talking about a generation that don't know nothing?
Mm.
We got one. They think they're owed everything. They think somebody will just give them this, give them that.
That's right.
And they don't know what it's like to work. You know who does the work nowadays? Older people.
That's right.
This younger people, they say, work? What do you mean, work? They've had everything give to them. Well, anyway, this younger generation, they haven't had no fear of God before their eyes. And the way of peace, they know not. They've been lied to. First time I ever went to Bethel Baptist Church, I was a lost drunk. I had my own opinion of church. Just to be honest with you, I just thought it wasn't for me. I knew it wasn't no goody two-shoes. And I thought that bunch of hypocrites over there, I thought if I go in there, they're all going to look down on their nose at me and say, who invited him here? Well, I have to admit, I did go in. I went in lost. I went in drunk. I sat on the back row. I remember the preacher coming over, shaking my hand, saying, we're glad to have you. I'll tell you what, it was a real church count. That made a big difference.
Right.
I'm glad God led me to a real church.
Yeah.
That man of God got up there, buddy. He didn't sugarcoat nothing.
That's right.
Now, he not only plowed up down my road, but I'll tell you what, buddy, he plowed deep, amen.
Amen.
I got big and mad. First thing I thought, and like I said, I've never been in church to amount to anything. Most of the churches I've been in, they were pretty much just, you know, no conviction, no condemnation, just kind of like, you know, a little ear tickling and, you know, a little sermon head and leave. Well, buddy, he got pretty much personally preaching. And he may not have been preaching to me, but it was personally received on my end to the point I thought, my wife has told him everything I've ever done. We get home, she's at it. It became personal. You know what his message was? Every idle word that men speak, they should give account of the day of judgment. I had a feeling.
Right.
And I thought, she's told him what I've been, you know, kind of curse here, curse there. Wasn't no slip. I just about all come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, then he went on preaching Brother Ed, and I thought, who does he think he is? We used to carpool to work. His wife and my wife, best friends.
Yeah.
We drank beer together, believe it or not, but now he rededicated his life, and I'm still drinking beer.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, Carolyn, who does he think he is calling me a sinner? I mean, this got real personal. I thought, I'm going to hit him in the mouth on the way out the door. And I was big enough to do it and mad enough to do it. But when God got done through this preacher,
amen.
I'll have to admit, buddy, one thing I was for sure aware of the fact that I was lost.
Yeah.
See, God chose the foolish as a preacher.
Right.
It don't make no sense, but it works.
Yeah, it does.
God used Ricky Prophet to preach Eddie Wade. I have to admit, buddy, I smell a little smoke. My feet were still a little flames. I'm sitting there thinking, buddy, I'm going to go to hell. And you know that fear, it's a pretty good motivator. Matter of fact, the Bible says by the, I believe it's Proverbs 16:6, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. I started to have a little bit of fear about where I was going to spend eternity. When it was all said and done, old drunk named Eddie Wade got saved. And only regret I got, I wished I'd done it sooner. I was telling Sister Bonnie, I got saved, I was 34, but I had an opportunity to get saved when I was 18. I'd give anything to have done that. I'd give anything.
That's right.
My grandfather pleaded with me to get saved, and I'm sitting there not even really giving much value to what's being said or the consequences of dying lost. Just really let it just run off my back like water running down the hill. When I got saved, oh my. Boy, I wished I'd done that sooner.
Right.
I understand. You know, I'd been living a lie. And I understand now that I've been introduced to truth, now that I've been saved. Boy, everything was different now.
Yeah, right.
The world, they've not done that. We've got to somehow get them in here. We've got to somehow get the truth to them. I always try to pack one of these in my pocket. What is it? It's the truth. Try to slip a little bit. You read this, it's a help you. Try to, you know, you may not be able to speak, but you can pass one of these out.
That's right.
Sister Rita got a whole big bunch of them back there. I looked through some of them. I believe they'll just about fit any situation you know of.
That's right.
She got a good bunch of them. Hey, man, I remember she brought them in. I needed one of them right there that day. Had a butterfly and I still got it up there in my mouth. Perfect. Perfect timing. Amen.
Amen.
Even though the world don't know truth, they need truth. Jesus said, if you continue my word, he said, you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. There's going to be people who's going to lie to you.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll lie to you about the lawnmower. They'll lie to you about the car. They'll lie to you about the house. They'll lie to you about, you know, whatever. There's no harm in that.
No.
But when somebody lies to you about going to heaven,
that's right.
And then you find out on the slow train that you believe in a lie and you stand before God and you say, but, it's too late.
That's right.
Jesus said, as I see, I judge. I'll tell you right now, I'm glad the blood's been applied. I'm glad he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get that message out there somehow.
Right.
This man intentionally lied to this prophet of God. You think that prophet had more discernment than that, but it's in here for a reason.
That's exactly right. Amen.
And then he died. Father, I pray, Lord, something in this message. I pray it stirred our heart to the seriousness about why we need to get the truth. Go out in the hedges and highways and compel people to the house of God, that they might hear the truth, that they might receive the truth. Lord, that they might know you, that's the way, the truth, and the life. Help us, I pray. Thank you for the message today, Lord. If it didn't help nobody but me, I thank you for the message. And I pray, God, Lord, that it went out today, Lord, and I pray the Holy Spirit will direct it where it's needed.
Yeah.
By those listening by way of internet, or maybe those that are listening here today, may you give us the burden that we need. May you give us the vision that we need. And may you help us to do what we need to do while we can. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand and get Brother Jerry, please, and Sister Sharon. And if you need to do anything, maybe you don't. But if you do, this is an opportunity afforded you by God. I'll pray with you. Even with a hurt knee, I'll kneel with you if you need to.
Number 101, first.